Track 6, Homophobia. In the last track, we discussed self-empathy. However, one of the toughest barriers for men to overcome is breaking down the wall of creating relationships with other men. It might be noted gay men are 6 times more likely to attempt suicide than their straight counterparts, and the numbers increase exponentially during the holidays. A Department of Health study indicates that gay youth are 6 times more likely to attempt suicide than straight teens. And gay teenagers account for up to 30% of all teenage suicide in the nation. As you know, our society encourages men's talk, which I define as stereotypical, emotionless conversation between males. Often this men's talk means men are poking fun at one another, like verbal bantering found in a locker room. Men who are more expressive may appear feminine. This femininity is a taboo in our homophobic society. Traditional masculinity leaves no room for feminine traits. And what could be more feminine, our society tells us, than loving a man? Cliff, who we discussed in a previous track, is an example of homophobia and fear of femininity. If you recall, I treated Cliff, a 40-year-old electrician, who stated he had intense feelings of anger with his crew on the job. I told Cliff, think about examining yourself from the point of view of 3 ways to express yourself. The first way is through verbal sharing of emotions to someone else. The second way you express yourself is through bodily manifestations, like high blood pressure or your weight problem. The third way you can express yourself is unconsciously through disturbed behavior, such as yelling at your crew or avoiding communication with them. Cliff was clearly expressing his emotions the third way, through bouts of anger and yelling. Cliff decided it was a good idea for him to try to express himself more. However, since he had no female relationship in his life, beyond the casual conversation with the checkout clerk at the grocery store, he would open up to one of his buddies. Cliff was at a neighborhood cookout, talking to Barry, one of his male neighbors. He started talking about his job. Cliff expressed to Barry how he had felt uneasy at work lately, and how he wasn't sure the job was right for him. As Cliff talked, Barry appeared to be listening. However, when Cliff finished his emotional ranting, Barry walked away, calling out over his shoulder, "How about another hamburger?" Cliff told me he felt stupid, and that he suddenly felt ashamed and embarrassed. Cliff was also puzzled as to why he was rejected by Barry. I explained to Cliff that he had perhaps violated gender roles, and it was clear that his friend Barry had sensed this violation and had become uncomfortable. Barry may have been somewhat homophobic, and thus afraid that talking to Cliff in such an open way would make him appear gay, or at least effeminate. When Cliff told me about the incident, he said he was now wary about opening up to other men. I told Cliff to consider using the 5 steps to create meaningful friendships. Here are the steps I outlined for Cliff. Number 1, recognize and remind yourself of the benefit of having friendships with another man. I told Cliff, you have to want it. Number 2, identify someone who might be a good friend, someone who might be willing to challenge traditional masculinity along with you. Number 3, find a way to spend time with him. I told Cliff, some kind of activity is usually the easiest way to start. Number 4, begin making honest, personal conversation with him when the time and the context seem right. I pointed out to Cliff that his emotional venting at the cookout with other males within earshot perhaps was not the most conducive to personal conversation. Number 5, you might consider, if you feel appropriate, talking about your friendship with him at some point. If you've been successful in the first 4 steps, consider telling him that you value him and your time together. Think of a male client you're treating who might benefit from the information that feelings can be expressed via verbal sharing, bodily manifestations, and outbursts. Would it be beneficial to explore with your client the pros and cons of each? If the client feels verbal sharing to vent feelings would be beneficial, would a review of the above 5 steps in creating friendships be beneficial? Many shame-based men are isolated and only limit their communication to emotionless, superficial men's talk. I stressed to Cliff that taking these steps would not be easy. Like many men, he would probably feel a little uncomfortable at various points, partly due to the homophobia that is ingrained in men in our society. However, the satisfaction that comes with making true friends may outweigh his anxieties. In the next track, we will discuss creating empathy in relationships via the fishbowl technique. Question 6. your male client might benefit by reviewing three ways they can express their feelings.
What are they?